the thing or things that used to mean you were upper class that now signal you're lower class. Give you an example. 35-inch TV.
Oh.
Back in the day, that was like, wow, look at the size of that TV.
Right.
Now it's like, look at the size of that TV.
Right.
I can't. It's kind of hard.
Right.
It's
so small. Small.
Right.
I remember thinking I was the fanciest person on the planet when I got one of those giant rear projection televisions that were the size of two refrigerators.
It was like a drive-in movie theater in your house.
Oh, it was a great, you know, just wow, look at the size of this thing.
Yeah.
But it was so freaking big.
Yeah.
It was, took up so much room.
Right.
It took two big people to carry.
Right. Two very large guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I remember seeing a garbage can on the screen, and it was the size of a garbage can.
Right. Oh, my God. This person's actual size.
Wow.
Right.
Now, if you go somewhere and someone has that, you're like, okay, maybe not so much.
Rear projection, huh?
Yeah.
Would you find that in the garbage?
Yeah.
Right.
No, but when I brought that home, I was like,
I am living fat.
We are living large.
Right. Looks like,
Brain.
Pen and paper, no computer. Write everything down.
Thank you.
Okay, obviously there's a gas leak in the truck.
Now, the concept is the things that when you first had them, it seemed like you were upper class.
Yes.
Now, I don't think there was ever a time in history where if you had pen and paper, maybe in the 1500s.
Right. I see what he's trying to say, but like a flip phone. There was a time where that was super cool.
You were amazing. Yes,
the cell phone, if you had the flip cell phone, everyone was like, can I flip it? Can I look at it?
Right, dude, let me just see that.
Yeah. Oh.
Right, wait, right. You can make a phone call from right here.
Uh-huh, exactly.
You have a flip phone now. People are like, why do you have that?
Ma, put that away for God's sake.
Yeah. So flip phone.
Yep.
Let's put that on the list.
Yeah. I got a piece of technology.
I'm trying to think of the first, when did I have my first flip phone? I don't even remember. Do you remember when you sent a text, you'd have to like hit like star and then like 1, 2, 3 on the letters to get the right letter?
Yeah, the T9 typing.
Yeah.
That was annoying.
That sucked.
3 hours to say, how you doing?
Yep.
Thanks, how about you just call and say, how you doing?
Yeah. Thanks to that, I said happy bird due to somebody. Yeah.
Lauren in Burlington.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What are you thinking?
Pickup trucks.
Pickup trucks.
What's that now?
Pickup trucks used to be just nothing, and now it's like, you know, a house.
Well, yeah. No, that's the opposite.
Yeah,
so pickup truck used to be, you know, you're a working person.
Utility vehicle.
Now those things are luxury vehicles with a giant open spot in the back.
And like 95 grand, yeah.
It's really incredible.
Yeah.
I was just talking to my cousin last night. The pickup truck that he had and bought for 50 grand, whenever, is now like 60-something thousand. 60-something thousand dollars for a pickup.
Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law bought one for 75 grand. I was choking. Like,
$75,000.
For something you can put dirt in the back.
Do you even? A lot of these trucks don't even get used.
No, now they're luxury vehicles. Exactly. Yep. I lick mine clean.
Because, you know, my cousin, everything he owns is, like, perfectly clean.
Yep.
And
takes good care of his stuff.
I brought him to get some boards over at the Pabst Farm in Woodbury, and it had just rained, and we're going through the mud, and I could see the beads of sweat forming on his forehead. Like, this truck has never seen mud.
Hours of cleaning. I'm going to have hours of cleaning.
Yeah, he'll be out there with the toothbrush.
Yep. I'm the same way. I'm like, don't go in the dirt.
Thank you, Lauren. We're kind of doing the opposites. The things that used to mean you were upper class now signal you might be lower class.
Yep.
Like flip phones.
Exactly.
Rear projection TVs or 35-inch TV. John in Manorville. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You know, when I was a kid, maybe one friend had a built-in swimming pool.
Yep.
Now it's kind of like everybody in the whole neighborhood's got one.
Or no, you know what? All right. This would be the one that would fit this category. an above ground pool.
Yeah.
That used to mean you had some money.
Yeah.
Now it's like you have an above ground pool.
I have to go on a ladder, yeah, get off a
now,
deck.
I don't think that. I think it's just great to have a pool.
Exactly. But I have one pool called Cess.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good day.
You
thank
too,
you,
thank
brother.
You.
Appreciate it.
Mine's in ground. I go swimming, though.
Okay. Things that used to mean you were upper class that now signal maybe not. Eddie in Middlefield.
Yeah, remote starter on your car.
That was like amazing. Watch, I'm gonna come, let my car run outside, get the heat going or the AC going before I walk out of my house.
AJ has it on his truck. He thinks he's the coolest guy when he presses that button.
I still do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't blame you.
I'm like, oh, look.
Yeah, look what I got.
I don't feel like turning a key.
Yeah. but you're approaching it that you always have that little smirk on your face.
Yeah, like
look what I did.
Whoa.
I started my truck.
Yay.
I got my remote starter.
Yay.
I got my truck.
I'm very simple.
Thank you, Eddie. But if you have a remote starter now, does that signal you're low class?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think that's still like it's still cool.
Yeah.
When I was in high, the like symbol that you know you were doing well, at least it for high school kids, was you had like the big fin on the back of your car, so you got like one of those big spoilers.
Oh, the whale tail.
You don't see those really anymore, and if you do, it's usually not on a very nice car.
Yeah.
That's true. That could be one.
Yeah.
That's gone the whole way downhill. Like, it used to be like, whoa!
Right. Now it's glued in the back of an 87 Hyundai XL.
Exactly. Yeah. With two-tone different, like, front doors.
Look, I got me a whale tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, get rid of that.
And what does that do? It just gives you better traction, rear wheel drive?
No, it's for your airflow. It keeps the SN down. And, like, speeds over 100 miles an hour, which that car's never going to do.
Andrea in Watertown, what are you thinking?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hold on. Okay. When I was in my business years ago, obviously, the first fax machine that came out. Now, if you have an old-fashioned fax machine with a thermal paper.
That's a great one.
Fax machine. Fax machine?
No, because it used to mean this
that
is...
That was huge.
We've got money.
Yeah, I got fax. I could fax you this. Yes.
Fax machine.
Yeah, and whenever it would ding, you would go running over to see what it was, how excited you were getting something over the fax.
That was mind-blowing technology.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, this letter here in this state can be over there in that state.
Right, or across
in a matter of minutes. And then you hear the dial-up.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And we did a lot of business with India. So just to get immediate, well, it wasn't immediate. It probably took them an hour to send it.
Yeah. But yeah, that was remarkable technology.
That was huge technology.
And now if you're using a fax machine, like, can you scan it and send it to me in an email? No, but I have a fax. You're lower class.
Ha! Fax! What are you, stupid?
Okay, we're going to the phones here, and we're talking about the things that used to mean you were high class and now mean the opposite.
Yep.
Like shag carpeting.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
That's like, wow, this is a fancy house.
It was, yeah.
Deep fancy
pile.
People.
Look at that. My feet are missing.
The most shag.
Exactly.
You must be rich.
My feet are missing. It's not like, you know, we didn't have the really a flat carpeting that came with the house, which my parents did. The kind of carpeting actually, like, you know, rub your feet and give somebody a good zap. Mm. Like commercial carpeting.
Yeah.
That's what we had, yes.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember going over to... my friend's house, he's got shag carpeting. I'm like, man, these people are rich.
Oh, look at that.
These people are rich.
Right. The carpet.
Now you go somewhere and you see shag carpeting. These people are not rich.
No, not at all. Yeah.
These people have not updated their carpet since the 70s.
Goes well with the paneling.
1-877-764-2535. We got flip phones. We got fax machines. We got 35-inch TV, shag carpet.
That was nothing. Paneling. Wall paneling. That meant, like, yo, all the fancy houses had paneling on the walls.
Wood paneling.
Yeah, now it's like, oh, God.
Oh, I remember my dad wood paneled the room.
Yep.
I was like, we're fancy people now.
Look at this. No paint. It's paneling.
We're fancy.
We've got wood on the wall.
That's a good one.
Yep, paneling. Yep.
Just so you know, on Chaz and AJ TV, the tribe's chiming in on a possible name for AJ's hair.
Yes.
Front running right now, Cliff.
Cliff.
That's a good one.
Like, my hair's a cliff.
Kate and Shelton, what do you think?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
the stereo systems with the CD players and the surround sound.
Yeah. That was once high tech.
Those were big.
Now
those
it's like someone.
Yeah. In the 80s when you got a CD player, they didn't even have CDs out, but like maybe 12.
Right, yeah. The like 12 CD changer or the six.
Right,
it was like
the carousel.
The carousel.
Now it's like oh, tag sale, huh?
Right.
That was before they even had CDs. They had like 12 CDs out that you could choose from.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
it's just a space taker now.
Yep,
the disc player, the multi-disc CD player.
Yeah,
like a treadmill.
Yeah, thank you, Kate. So you'll find those, like AJ said, tag sale or the Goodwill electronics department.
Either or, yep. You'll see it, you know, sitting up on a shelf somewhere getting dust.
You'd have to have playable CDs to even use it.
Right.
Yeah. Nikki in Bristol.
DVD players.
Yep. DVD players. When those first came out, they were like $1,000 when they first came out. I remember, like, I priced them. Now you find the tag sales.
I agree.
Yeah,
I remember getting my first one.
Yeah,
I'm rich, bitch.
Yep. They had the portable one, the one you actually watch in your car, was a mini DVD player.
Right, it came with its own screen.
That was like $1,000. I'm like, oh my god! So I was like, that's cool. I can watch my car, this and that, whatever. And now, now you see them on the shelf at like Walgreens for like $14.99.
Wow.
Yep.
That is a good one.
Yep. I did get one.
They were just able. So I built this whole library of movies on VHS.
Oh, wow.
They come out with this. I'm like, oh.
Damn it.
And then you build this whole library of DVDs.
Which took a lot less room than VHS did.
That was the one positive of that.
The one good thing was, it was only like one shelf with like 200 things.
As opposed to an entire bookcase.
An entire room.
Shelves with the VCR.
Yep.
I got with the VHS. I got my shelves with the... Got a library here. Then all of a sudden it's all on the hard drive.
Yep.
But you do learn the movies that you really want. It's like, okay, does this migrate from VHS to DVD or am I done with it?
Right.
Yeah.
Do I want to buy this a third time now or is that it? Yeah. I've seen it enough in my life.
Right. Oh, that's a good one. Yep. I remember coming home with that thing and just feeling like I'm a king. Skipping.
Look at this. I've arrived.
I'm a king.
I've arrived.
There was like a 3-month period in time where you had the HD DVD player and everyone was like, we're coming over to watch that.
Oh my God, look how clear it is.
And it fell away immediately to Blu-ray.
Yep.
My dad went with the HD DVD player. He was so mad.
Yeah, then you couldn't find anything.
No!
Yeah.
No, you couldn't find it anywhere.
Dave in Brantford.
Yeah, the Walkman.
Right.
Yeah, that was a huge
walking around piece of technology. The Walkman and thinking you're cool.
Yep.
Well, there was this battle of the boombox, too.
Yeah.
Who had the bigger one?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh, God. My friend had one. Two people had to carry it. It was freaking about the size of a table.
And then the Walkman was like the white man's answer to the boombox.
Right, I'm going
to
walk around with this.
I don't know if I want to carry this giant thing. What I'll do is I'll just have these little headphones.
I clip
it onto my belt.
And I walk around.
So I can have my fanny pack.
Exactly.
That's I was so excited to get a
fanny pack.
That's true. That was like big time technology.
It was. My
if
mom
you
still
have
uses
it
hers.
Now,
yeah.
You're a hillbilly.
My mom still uses one.
Not that there's anything wrong with being a hillbilly,
right,
but
right.
That's...
She's old school.
Yeah.
Because she's old.
That's a
mom,
good
sorry.
One.
Yep.
Hungry Man.
Good morning. Hey, I have two. Can I give you two?
Yes.
A second bathroom in your house and a fireplace.
But if you have a second bathroom, you're not considered low class now.
No.
And if you have a fireplace, you're not considered low class.
Now,
see, these
thrifty.
Are the things that at the time seemed like you're rich. Like shag carpet.
Yeah.
If you had it then, you're fancy.
That was fancy.
If you have it now, you're the opposite.
Exactly.
I remember I had to go use the bathroom in one of my friend's house many years ago, and somebody else was in the bathroom, and I'm like, I'm knocking on the door. How long are you going to be? And he goes, just use the bathroom off my mother's room. And
you have another bathroom of your mother's room?
You're like, wow.
Right.
going to go pee in the bushes.
You have two bathrooms.
Oh, my God. There's no waiting or anything.
You go home. Ma.
They've got two bathrooms.
They've got two bathrooms.
You don't have to pee in the bushes when someone's in there.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Things that used to mean you were upper class now signal you're lower class. Mark in Waterbury, what are you thinking?
Hey, good morning, gang. Love the show.
Thank you.
Morning.
What about an electric popcorn maker instead of the skillet with the oil?
Oh, yeah, right. No Jiffy Pop over here. I got an actual popcorn maker. Yep.
Yeah.
Right, right. You poured it in and it came fluffed out. I don't know.
Right.
I thought that was kind of...
Now it's just microwave.
Time,
yeah.
No, I hear you. I'd go over someone's house, they'd have that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
When you have money to buy something like that, you're
my
doing
mom
well.
Made like a sauce pot, and she put like butter in the kernels down there, and like
when you had a specific machine to do it.
Yes.
Like, wow, you're fancy.
Yeah, she tore like half the kitchen just making some popcorn.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What? Yeah. All right, guys. Love the show, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Mark.
All right.
There's nothing like the smell of popcorn.
Oh my God. Yep.
Joe in Stratford, what do you think?
Hey guys. Hey. The richest family in our block, they would be able to afford brand name food like Hamburger Helper.
Yes. Food that actually had a brand on, not the store. Or No Frills. Yeah. God, you're eating Ronzoni.
I was impressed that they had food.
Right. Ours just says noodles.
If I saw a case of soda in the garage, I'm like, what?
Right. Oh, my God, they're having Prego. They're having Prego. Oh,
Jesus.
I have sauce.
Jazz.
Yeah.
The store brand Hamburger Helper from Stop and Shop was called Tanburger Partner.
Right.
Right.
And then there was the off-brand, instead of Mountain Dew, it was like Mountain Lightning.
Yeah. Or Fruit Loops was Fruit Holes.
I don't think I want Fruit Holes.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much. I don't care what Toucan Sam says.
I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, they had Token Sam.
The Fruit Holes came in a bag. It was like as big as a pillow.
Yeah.
Like a 5-pound bag for like $1.
There was no box, and you had to like, cut the top and use a chip clip.
Right.
Yeah, it was a bag.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
Yep.
Thank you, Joe. Great call.
Mom wasn't buying mystery cans that had no label on it. This could be meat. It could be vegetables. I don't know.
John Pearson, sports director, News 8. Where did you grow up?
Between East Haven and Brantford. We moved a few times, but I claim both as my hometown.
So, right in that area.
Yeah.
So, did you go to both school systems?
Yeah. I went to the East Haven school system for most of the time. Then high school, I went to Eli Whitney in Hamden to be a carpenter.
Oh, great.
Nice.
Here we are.
Can you make stuff now?
I can make stuff. Yeah, I can hold my own.
Can you frame out a garage?
Well, that might take me a little time. I can't do that. Years ago, I could. We framed out houses, but I just had to practice, you know?
Yeah.
Chaz, we know we can't knock wood well, so.
I'm just happy if I get a nail to the right jeans. If I get a nail to go in all the way straight without going and bending.
Right, or missing, and you put the indentations on the 2x4. Yeah. And you know what's funny? Everyone around you knows you missed a nail.
Yeah.
They could hear clonk, clonk, clonk.
Tack, punk.
I have put hardwood floorings down in the house. I've done stuff.
That's not easy. You got to know what you're doing to do that, or it's coming up.
Yeah, they're still there.
Nice.
Mike in New Haven.
How you doing, guys? Morning. Long-time listener. Love the show.
Thank you.
How about, remember those stereos that were in the cabinets with the glass doors?
Yeah. And
the tuner, cool tape deck, equalizer. Yep. 4-foot tall speakers.
And they had a certain smell. The whole room smelled like an electronic smell. Like
really?
It smells like class. Yeah,
I know what he's talking about. It's like something was running.
It hit the other odors in the room. The
noise smell like class.
your stinky shag carpet.
Right, shag carpet, a stereo rack, smoked black
like
glass,
right.
A turntable, and 4-foot speakers. Right. You're like, my God, they're rich.
It smells like Radio Shack.
Have that, you're like, wow, white trash.
Exactly. This is what you got to listen to stuff, really? Are you stupid?
That's great.
Need some money?
Would water beds fit into this, too?
Like, yes.
We got that earlier.
On the list, water beds. That's a good one.
Yep.
Thank you. Do you have a waterbed, John?
Yeah, when I thought I was like, oh, we moved up. We built a brand new house. My parents, oh, you can get a waterbed now. And they're like, oh, I was like over it pretty quick, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine's still disassembled in my attic.
I liked it in the winter.
Yeah, oh, nice and warm.
Yeah, you warm it up.
Man, get into that.
Yep. Yeah.
Hard to leave.
There's the bed. You don't want the cat to be too excited on. And when they walk around, they do the thing with the claws. Okay. Pinhole, 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 pinhole. Go,
ping, ping, ping.
We're sinking.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if you had a waterbed with like mirrors in the bedroom, it was fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's totally.
You're a player.
You're trailer trash.
Look at
you. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. So this is, we're having a blast with this phone subject.
Oh, yeah.
Things that used to mean you were upper class that now signal you're lower class. I have a couple of these. I still have a VCR.
So do I.
I have it in my studio, though, because I have old tapes.
Yeah. You
know. Yeah, but you try to get one of those now, though. You got to pay a lot of money again.
They're not cheap.
Collector's items, yeah.
You know what was big at one time? I remember when cordless phones first came out.
Oh, yeah.
You had like walk around the yard and talk to my phone.
Oh, right. Because up until that point, you were as long as your phone cable.
You were tethered. We had a 6-foot cable in the kitchen. So right. I wasn't going anywhere.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. 1-877-764-2535. John Pearson, Sports Director, News 8 on the show.
I remember the first friend got his first car phone. It was like a console in the center of the car. We thought it was the biggest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. And you had a little antenna on the back window.
Yeah. Thing was a monster.
You like that TV show Vegas with that guy Dan Tanna.
You know, it's funny. They were the same price as a cell phone now. They were $1,000 to get those giant backpack size phones that you put in the front seat and you had them installed.
Yep.
It was $1,000. You get an iPhone 14 now. You know, all, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Top one. It's $1,000.
Yeah. When we got one at the old radio station, one of the first ones we ever got, I felt like it was big shot. And I mean, I actually parked in some parking lot and called my mom. Guess where I'm calling from? I'm calling from the station.
There was a lot of that on the airplane when phones came out.
Okay. I met a mama.
Yep. Guess where I'm calling from? I'm calling from the plane.
Right. Why are you talking like that?
It's like they're yelling into a can.
Right. I'm not deaf.
Mikey and Shelton, what do you think?
Hey, Bob. Remember the Nextel chirp phones?
Nextel. Oh, yeah. Right. They were like walkie-talkies.
Oh my God. Yes.
Nextel.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, put the mouthpiece up to your mouth.
Are you backing up? What happened to you?
He's on a walkie-talkie. Right.
Over.
You need a Nextel.
Over.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's it, guys.
All right, Mikey.
Good job, man.
All right. Thank you.
That's a great one.
Over.
I felt so cool when I had my first Nextel. I was like,
You had a certain stance, too. You'd be like...
I had multiple. I got like two or three versions past when it was cool because I couldn't let it go.
Your chest would be out. You'd have like almost like you're like directing...
You
like,
had an Nextel, AJ?
Like a fire chief. I used one. Yeah, I didn't have one of my own. I couldn't afford one, but yeah.
You borrowed someone's...
Can I
borrow your Nextel?
I had friends who had
I almost had the Captain Morgan minus the foot up. That kind of stands like, that's what I'm talking right now.
I'm on a Nextel.
Exactly.
Didn't you have to talk to other people with Nextels? You couldn't talk to a regular phone.
No, you couldn't do the chirp-chirp unless it was to another Nextel. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We had them for some
I had contractors come over with them. I think they're extremely handy for that scenario.
That's what I started getting made fun of. It's like, what are you, a plumber?
Right. Like, yeah, we had them.
What's wrong with that? Some
event we got it because we were going to be in different areas of this field. So we had the Nextels. That's right. I'm talking about.
Standing like.
I was like.
Even just even with the fake Nextel in your hand right now, you're acting all
He's
weird.
Got the body language for it,
I do. I'm ready for the next Nextel.
Yeah, you should have a mall security outfit on right now.
Padded little shoes and white socks, cool.
I had to get rid of mine because none of my friends had it after a while. Right, the only person I could do the chirp with was my dad because he's a roofing contractor.
Leave me alone, for Christ's sake. I'm trying to work.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what it turned into. It's like, hey, get off this line, man. I need this for... It's like, goddamn.
Go away.
Guess I got to just get a regular cell phone now.
Fine, I'll chirp somebody else.
I remember the BlackBerry, too. That wasn't too long. Well, I guess it was 2003 we got here.
Yeah.
And the general manager at the time was like, everyone's getting a BlackBerry.
Remember that.
Because now I could email you wherever you are.
Yep. I didn't like that.
The beginning of the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was.
That's right.
Surveillance.
We had so much freedom before then.
We did.
Jim in North Carolina.
Yeah, we this may be before your time. We had the electric rotating TV antennas.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you change the channel, the antenna would turn.
Change the channel, yep.
And you are absolutely right. Yep. That was the sign.
Turn the antenna and rotate it. Yep. Get it nice and clear.
We had aluminum foil.
Yes. Yep. I was the television remote and the remote TV antenna person, the rabbit ears.
Right. The worst is when with the TV, the old TVs had the actual channel you changed, when the plastic thing would break off and you had your dad's vice grips.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. Those antennas with the, you press the button, like you'd have the channel set.
Right.
In positions. Now you'd set, all right, channel 8, and you could hear it.
It was almost like radar.
Like there's some military person in the bottom. All right, coordinates.
My dad's like, I think our neighbor's
going to... Set it for 8.
I think our neighbor's going to take down a missile. Wait, I see guns coming out of the roof.
But you get quiet because you hear it. Like, this is cool, man.
The cab be like, oh, I feel
that. It's like space age stuff.
I feel that. I feel that.
That's a good call, Jim. Thank you. Matt and Danbury, what do you think? Stuff that used to mean you're upper class, now opposite.
All right. Well, just imagine this. You got to take yourself back. It's 1985.
Uh-oh.
You just get to your nice new high-end home. You hang up your members-only jacket. You go inside. You cook a nice dinner. You carve the turkey with your electric knife, oscillating knife, and then you throw all the trash away in your nice brand-new trash compactor.
Man, you covered a lot of ground there.
You did. You sound like Sears.
No, you're right. Okay, that members only jacket, that made me 100%. Feel as fancy as hell.
Right, those weren't
right
cheap.
Right now you wear that?
Those weren't cheap. Yeah, those when you go dumpster diving.
There's not a bar you could go into where someone would say, hillbilly.
Exactly, right.
Right. Right, the electric knife.
Yeah.
That was another sign.
Right.
This is greatness right here.
Yeah,
I have a knife that plugs in. It does all the work.
It's like an indoor chainsaw.
Now you pull that out. It's like, wow, these people are like.
You don't have any carving knives?
Yeah, yeah. And then you've got your trash compactor.
Right,
right.
Who doesn't love a good old smelly, nasty, dripping trash compactor?
Yeah, my trash compactor's my shoe. I pushed down my foot. Hey, I made more garbage fit in here.
Good one, Matt. Thank you.
Three things. Definitely. Take care, guys.
Nice. You covered a lot of ground there.
You did, man. Beautiful.
Did your parents work, John?
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah, both of them did. Yep.
What'd they do?
Well, it's funny. My mom is still driving a school bus.
Wow.
She's really? God bless her.
75 years old.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. She's been doing it. She started driving the school bus when I went into first grade, and my sister was 2 years behind me. She wanted to have the same hours as us and wanted to make sure we got to school safely. Here you go. How many years later?
Your mom was your school bus driver?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you got with nothing.
Well, actually, it was kind of fun, like, as we got older, because I remember
did you knock on people?
Maybe I shouldn't say it, but you know, she's at the bumpy hills. We'd call them the bumpy hills. In the back of the,
yeah.
So when all the kids were off the bus, I'd run in the back of the thing, and I'd see how many seats I could jump when we hit the bump of the hill. So, right. Like, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Mother of the Year award. Our bus driver used to smoke.
Yeah.
She'd hit out of the window on the side. And just like flick her ashes at the window.
Oh, that's cool. School bus driver.
Yeah.
And she's still doing it.
Yeah, nice. she's probably gonna hang it up soon. But, you know, she just likes being busy. So, you know, I'm thankful she's working and not, you know, still able to come and go as she pleases. And she's good at it. She drove my kids. I mean, that's the crazy. She drove so many generations of kids over the years.
Well, if you could drive a school bus packed with kids.
Listen, she
in
whips
traffic and in snow.
And somehow
you
not could, wreck the
you
vehicle.
You could do anything.
Yeah. And then the way she whips, she'll take it home and she'll like, and she'll turn around, reverse, and back it in the driveway. Like it's a little
never
Honda
turns around,
Civic.
Just uses the mirrors.
Yeah.
Enter in the bus rodeos they have, man.
Bus rodeos.
There's bus rodeos, where they actually like do things like slalom course and things like that with the buses. That's for the elite bus drivers.
She might fit in there. I see her more in a demolition derby kind of thing when she's
those
done.
Those are cool.
I love demolition derby.
Those are cool.
Steve, Long Island.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Thank you.
So I got a couple things for you. A few weeks ago, I went to go help a lady. Her car was dead. So I go in my back of my truck and I pull out a box, my jumper cables, pull up. And she's looking at me in disgust because I don't have one of those small little jumper packs that are like the size of a small brick,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's freaking nuts.
Yep.
You know, you think she'd be thankful she was going to be able to go home. No, and she goes, what are those?
Right. You know, I had one of those moments.
Yeah.
I was DJing a beautiful wedding on the coast, Rhode Island. Really ritzy.
Oh, yeah.
And I had CDs and records.
Yeah.
Because there were some records I couldn't find on CD.
Yeah, it happens.
And a kid comes up to me. He's probably 5 or 6.
What are these?
Maybe. He's like, you have records?
Shaming you, huh?
I'd be like, how old are you?
Shamed by a 6-year-old rich kid.
Yeah, how old are you? 6? You want to see 7?
You have records?
You want to see 7? Get out of here.
I'm like, let's take a walk in the ocean.
Right.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.